Exercise 2, page 63. 1. A new AI app.
Hey Tom, have you tried this new AI assistant app? A colleague of mine recommended it a few weeks ago.
No, actually, this is the first time I've heard of it. I don't really keep up with tech news very much, to be honest. Which app is that?
It's called TimeSave. It's designed to help people with scheduling meetings and organizing tasks at work. I've been using it for almost a month now, and I really like it.
Wow, it sounds great. I've been extremely busy at work lately, so that could be really useful for me. I'll be sure to check it out.
You should.
Two. AI in medicine.
Hey, Ben. What are you listening to?
Oh, hi, Sam. It's a podcast about the potential of AI in medicine. Apparently, AI could be used for all kinds of things, like identifying and diagnosing diseases, creating personalized care plans for patients, and much more.
Yes, I've read about that online. It's exciting, isn't it?
Maybe. To be honest, I'm not totally convinced.
Really? How come?
Don't get me wrong, I'm not totally against the idea of using AI in medicine. I'm just concerned that we might lose some of the human aspect that is so important in care work.
I know what you mean, but you needn't be so worried, in my opinion. I'm sure AI will never replace doctors and nurses. It's just another tool to help them look after their patients better.
I suppose so.
3. Customer service chatbots.
Have you noticed how many companies are using chatbots for customer service lately?
Yeah, they're becoming pretty common. It's convenient to get help quickly without waiting on hold.
I guess, but I wish they were more flexible. They can't solve complex issues, and sometimes you end up needing to talk to a human anyway.
That's a downside for sure. But they're still impressive considering how new the technology is. Plus, they're available 24/7, which is useful if you need an answer to a basic inquiry outside of business hours.
That's true. I guess fast responses and high availability come at a cost.
Agreed. It's all about finding the right balance for each situation.
4. AI technologies. Hey Greg, what would you say is your favorite AI-enabled technology?
Good question. I use so many in my daily life. The one I use most is probably the Face ID on my phone. It saves me time and helps to keep my device secure too. Not sure I'd say it's my favorite though.
For me, it's my navigation app. Without a doubt, it makes getting around so much easier.
That's true. A navigation app is especially useful when exploring new places too.
What about a digital assistant? I use mine to help me stay organized and find information quickly online.
I can see how digital assistants are useful, but that's one AI technology that I don't actually use very often. Honestly, if I had to pick my absolute favorite, I'd probably say the same as you.
I thought you might. I know how much you love to travel. 5. A new surveillance project.
Hey, Lucy. Have you heard about the new surveillance project the local police are working on?
Hi, Eric. No, I haven't. What are they doing?
Apparently, they're having facial recognition cameras installed all over the city. They hope that it will help them identify suspects more efficiently.
Really? I have mixed feelings about that, honestly.
Why? Don't you think it'll help the police catch criminals faster?
It's not that. It's a matter of privacy. I'm not sure I want cameras collecting data about me everywhere I go.
I know what you mean. But I think public safety is the most important thing.
6. precision farming.
Look, there's a documentary about AI-powered precision farming on TV tonight. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've heard that it could revolutionize agriculture. What does it involve, anyway?
Supposedly, it can enable farmers to monitor things like soil conditions and predict crop diseases so they can be treated quickly. By making more well-informed decisions in this way, farmers can increase their crop yields while also cutting down waste.
That sounds promising. But are there any downsides?
Well, while it can help promote sustainable farming practices, there are concerns that it might cause digital divides in rural communities, as not all farmers can afford the initial setup costs.
Definitely something to think about. Let's watch the documentary and find out more.
Seven. Self-driving vehicles.
Hey, Mark. Have you ever considered getting a self-driving vehicle?
Hi, Jane. Sure. It's hard not to. There's so much talk about them these days.
I think they could completely change our daily lives. Imagine never having to worry about parking or navigating through traffic again. It would be great.
Sure. But are they safe?
Actually, autonomous vehicles can greatly reduce accidents caused by human error. In some ways, they might actually be safer than traditional cars.
Really? I didn't know that. In that case, I'm all for getting one. Once I can actually afford one, that is.
Eight. Streaming service recommendations.
Hey, Vicky. You use the same online streaming service that I do, right?
Hi, Joe. Yes, that's right.
Does it give you personalized content recommendations too?
Yeah, it does. But I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest.
Really? But they're so convenient.
I don't see it as convenient, to be honest. Personally, I don't like getting suggestions for 10 different horror movies just because I watched one a few weeks ago.
I suppose the recommendations can be a bit too predictable at times.
Exactly. If I'm going to get personalized suggestions, I'd like them to be a bit more varied, at least.
I feel the same way, but I still think it's a useful feature.